Captain. What a pleasant surprise. I wasn't expecting any visitors. You must excuse my appearance. I had to scramble to make myself decent. It is very early in the morning. Oh, Major, is it now? I didn't realize that ragtag outfit you call a Continental Army had official promotion protocol. Come in, come in. Join me in the sitting room. Can I pour you a cup of tea? The kettle is hot. I'm sorry if that's still a sore subject, given that absolute catastrophe that happened up in Boston Harbor. Still no tea for you? That was 4 years ago. Christ, you Yanks sure hold a grudge. And my father and I have been so hard at work trying to restore diplomatic relations. Don't scoff. It's hard work navigating the social scene. Just because I don't lay claim to the same title as my father doesn't mean that I have not been hard at work. I distinctly remember entertaining you and your fellow officers on more than one occasion. Long into the night? Very long into the night with you, Captain. Oh, I'm sorry. Major. Now, if I can't get you a cup of tea, what can I do for you? What are these? You want me to read them? What do you mean they should be familiar to me? Fine, give them here. I'll read them. Concerning the troop movements in Pennsylvania, I am informed the Yankee Army will decamp no later than the 18th. I simply do not understand what this is about. I've never seen these letters before in my life. I didn't write those letters. I don't need a chance to come clean. Ah! Clapping me in irons. Is that really necessary? I am a harmless private citizen. Wait till my father hears about this. You'll be court-martialed. Anyone could have intercepted those letters anywhere. What proof do you have? Eyewitness testimony? Who is your witness that says I handed these off? I will discredit them. Hand me? I demand a fair trial. A deal? What type of deal? I'm not a traitor. I serve crown and country, and I will not betray my allegiances. Unhand me. Wait, no, you are not hauling me off to the stockade. Tell me about this deal. So, let me get this straight. You're proposing that if I fuck you, you'll spare me the gallows as long as I'm on the first ship back to London. Frankly, I am appalled at your indiscretion, sir. Give me a minute to think, Jesus Christ. Oh, there is no need to get rough about this. We can handle this like civilized people. Okay, I'll do it. Pull my dress down, why don't you? Itching to get started. I guess foreplay is out of the question in my predicament. Oh, I'll have you know that bodice you just ripped cost me 30 shillings in Mayfair. I'll be sending the invoice to your so-called country's non-existent treasury department. Ow. Aren't there any rules of engagement in espionage? For example, rule number one, you don't just shove a lady to her knees on a hardwood floor. Rule number two, rule number two,
Wanna go before you shove the cock in her mouth.
Okay, easy, easy. I promise I'm going to be a good girl. I promise. I agreed to do this, and I'm going to do it right. You don't have to be so rough. Let me. Let me dictate the terms of my surrender. Really is a nice cock. Shame we find ourselves in such circumstances. Oh, I'd be happy to work out some sort of regular payment plan if you let me stay in the colonies. No? Fine. I'll call it a country. Can't just declare yourself a country, though, if it's complete. Completely ridiculous. You know, if you just let me use my hands, I can really work some magic on you. Just think of how good it would be to have both my hands around your shaft instead of cuffed behind my back. Where are you taking me? Put me down. It's actually kind of nice getting carried like this. Again, under different circumstances, this would be a marvelous way to spend a morning. No, not this room, not this room. This is my father's room. Mine is the one on the left. Well, you could have easily just thrown me on the floor again instead of my bed, so thank you. I would like the conditions of my captivity to keep improving if that's all right with you. Oh my. Is that your cock throbbing against my cunt? Wait, before you stick it in me. As I said, I'm prepared to do this, but is there any other way? I can get information about General Cornwallis's whereabouts, his plans. I have correspondence in my drawer over there. What are you doing? I thought I held up my end of the bargain. Oral is one thing. Penetrating me is quite another. And I've only done it once before. It's the truth. All those times, I never really did it with anyone. I just had so much fun teasing you. This wasn't exactly what I had in mind for my second time. Oh, okay. Understood. Understood. I'm a woman of my word. And your cockhead does feel good sliding against my pussy lips like that. Okay. A deal is a deal. And those plans are months old anyway. I'll go all the way through with it. Do it. Just be. Gentle. Oh, wow. Oh, God, wow. Oh, my hurts. Oh, but in a good way. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, wow. Oh, oh my god, this feels quite good. Oh, I get why everyone is obsessed with this. Oh, yeah, stretch. Oh, stretch me out. Oh, oh fuck, yes. Oh, that feels so good. Oh, yes, keep going. Oh, like that. Oh, exactly at that rhythm. Oh, what? There are no rules against enjoying it, are there? Oh, I can't reach my clitoris with these cuffs. Would you please touch it? Please. Go on, please. Please. Yes, I recognize I'm not in a position to be making requests, but please. Oh, fuck, yes. Oh, thank you. Oh, rub it. Oh, my God, rub it just like that. Oh. Oh, what's happening? Oh, you're done already? Oh, that was pretty quick. Not that I'm looking to prolong this punishment or anything, but really? That was it? Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. Where do you think that's going? Oh my god, you're sodomizing me. Oh, what type of depraved heathen are you? Oh, holy fuck. Please slow it. Slow, slow, slow. Oh. Oh, it's going in, isn't it? Oh, just put it in slow, please. Oh, that's right. Oh, that's right. Oh, that's a good boy. Oh, there you go. Oh, spread my ass and slide it in. Oh. Oh, I like you in this hole. Oh, now that I'm used to it. Oh, yes, bury yourself to the hilt in me. Oh my god, it's so deep. Oh, it's so good. Oh, how does it feel for you? It's tight, right? Oh, yes, my ass is so tight. Oh, it's wrapped around your cock. Oh, fuck, yes. Yes, work that Yankee cock into this English ass. Oh, yes, touch my clit again. Yes, yes, just like how you were before. Oh, please. Oh, that's it, that's perfect. Oh. Oh. Don't stop. Oh, don't stop. Oh, that feels wonderful. Don't stop, just like that. Carry on, keep going. I think I just had an orgasm. I don't know. I've never had one before. Ah, oh, that must be because it feels amazing. Oh, you orgasm too? I'm glad. I mean, I'm glad it's over. Oh, I feel you pulsing your seed into me. Oh, it's so warm and deep in my ass. It's a strange sensation. I can't say I mind it. Hello? Ah, are you just going to leave me here naked? Where the fuck are you going? It's fucking Yangs. They walk around doing whatever they want with no concern for anyone else.
I'm sending you on the first boat back to England.
Good. Get me off this godforsaken continent. Oh, you got me a towel. And my dress. Oh, thank you. You'll help me put it on. That's kind of you. Just mind the bodice. Ripped it. Oh, just be careful of the bodice. Yeah. You know, you actually smell really nice. Better than any other man I've been this close to. You smell like cedar. Thank you. Yes. If you could just tie up the back of my dress. Just do it as best you can or you've ripped it. Here, let me get my hair out of your way. It's nice of you to help, under the circumstances. I shouldn't have done that. I really shouldn't have done that. You're not really going to send me away, are you? What are you going to do with me until then? It could take months before the next ship sets sail. How about I stay with you? I'll stay under lock and key under your supervision. You're taking me to the garrison. I'm going to be locked up like some common war criminal. Really, I think it's in both our interests for me to stay with you. I can make myself quite useful, beyond what I've just demonstrated. No? Can you at least try to arrange for a private room at the garrison? Thank you. I appreciate you doing at least that much for me. Do I really have to leave here tonight, though? You'll stay with me and help me gather my things, yes? Will you write to me when I'm back in England? I know it's crazy, but I have grown very fond of you since the first day you came to my door, before all this craziness happened with the revolution and the spying, and you taking me prisoner. I think we could have a wonderful relationship, you know. I know it's delusional, but I think we could make something work. And perhaps when this is over, I can come back. Or you can come to me. I would love to show you my country. You know, London is marvelous in spring. I know you'd love it. We can go to the countryside. It's so beautiful with verdant green hills rolling gently as far as the eye can see. And I'd take you to the lakes. In the north, it is the most magical and wild place in the world. Ancient woodland, beautiful valleys. It's okay. You don't have to say you'll come. I know you love your country. For all its obvious flaws. Just say you're right. Thank you. Now, can you take these off? I won't run away. Fine. You'll have to pack my trunk then.